Alan Bunnell and David Mitchell joined me to introduce you to this, the Tropical Palm House.
So I suppose we've moved into the tropics.
Well, we have, and you know, you'll have come straight through the door, and if you've got glasses on, they'll have steamed up. And that's what we all imagined the rainforest to be like. But in many cases, it isn't. Sometimes the rainforest can be quite dry. Sometimes it can be very wet, especially after a huge thunderstorm. But this is people's imagination of the rainforest, a hot, wet, steamy place. And the landscape that we have in here is very Victorian in its concept. Very different to what we have next door. The temperate palm house we were in is a landscape designed to tell a story. This landscape is designed to represent a period in history. We've got a range of bamboos, we've got pandanus, we've got palms, we've got aroids, we've got all the sort of traditional things, a great cacophony of plants squeezed into a small space.
This is the oldest still standing plant house on the site here at the Botanic Garden. And just for a moment, I want to draw your attention away from the lush plantings inside it just to admire the architecture of this splendid historic structure. It was built at a cost of around £1,500 in 1834, just a dozen years after the Botanic Garden had first moved from another location in Edinburgh to this site here at Inverleith. It was originally set back behind the other houses so as not to cast shade, because in its day, with its elevation at that time to a mere 47 feet, it was nonetheless the tallest palm house in Britain. So quite a distinctive structure. And it's particularly elegant. Notice its octagonal shape. It's a regular octagon. Stone pillars with stone dintels supporting the very even frame, about 60 feet across at the base in all directions. The sides stand some 27 feet high. And originally, the roof was just a straight coved timber frame structure, and the house was heated by a combination of cast iron boilers delivering both steam and hot water. It must have been particularly atmospheric. But of course, this is much smaller than the grand temperate palm house when your journey began. And just a year after that had been opened, a major modification was made to this structure. The cast iron and glazed dome, giving a much greater height in the centre, was added, creating much greater room for the cultivation of plants. It's a fabulous historic building, worth admiring not just from inside, but when you get the chance, look back from the outside and enjoy one of the finest old historic plant houses in Britain.